Why do I always feel guilty? I'm Mary Lohman of The Christian Working Woman, and that's my topic this week, and it comes from my book by that same title. I often envision us women carrying a guilt backpack with us all the time, you know, collecting guilt as we go. And these backpacks are stuffed with what I call girlish guilts, the just small everyday guilts we accumulate without even noticing. Now, here are some examples of girlish guilts to which a woman's first response will most likely be, "Oh, I'm so sorry." A coworker says that while you were on vacation last week, the place fell apart and she had to work late every night. You feel guilty for taking a vacation. Your child says she got in trouble with her teacher because she left her homework at home. You feel guilty for not making sure your child took her homework. Your sister says she tried to reach you 3 times yesterday and kept getting your voicemail. She didn't leave a message, but you still feel like you failed her. Your boss asks you where you put a certain file, and you are certain you have not touched that file. Yet, because he or she accuses you, you assume guilt. You promised to help decorate the church for an upcoming event, and then you came down with a bad cough the night before. The tone in your friend's voice was anything but sympathetic when you called to say you couldn't make it, and you feel very guilty. Now, each of these girlish guilts is false guilt, and there is no need to apologize. So we need to recognize that the enemy of our soul is shooting this arrow of false guilt at us all day long. And as long as we accept it, he wins the victory. But we don't have to accept it. We can break our bad habit of apologizing for things for which we are not guilty. Remember, you can empathize, put yourself in someone else's shoes, and be sympathetic without apologizing. Now, we're going to talk more about false guilt tomorrow. You can get a copy of my book, Why Do I Always Feel Guilty?, which goes into this topic in much more detail from our website at ChristianWorkingWoman.org. You'll also find a copy of this devotional there as well. And I want to invite you to join us for our Tuesday night Bible studies. Everybody's welcome to join us. I'm teaching Defeating Discouragement right now. All of that information, again, is at ChristianWorkingWoman.org.